This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You know, known through the same same agency, got to know him, and you know, we share a lot of the same things. We like playing golf, and you know, just hopefully, he's very down to earth. I like to say I'm down to earth, but he's a great player. Golly, it's fun watching him. He makes some plays, you know, every week that you're like, man, that's pretty cool. So he's the MVP of the league, and sadly to say, it's fun to watch him, but you know, we got to play him on Sunday, so a little different mindset.
Drake May, full name, Drake May. Huntersville, North Carolina, just turned 23 in August.
What a life. Good for him. 23, my God.
Your whole life is in front of you.
Everything is just laying there, man. That is awesome.
That's the new one of the there's always a new catchphrase with the ADP chasing guys. And if, you know, like there's an injury, like a bad injury even, that's what they say now is your whole life is in front of you, buddy. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're thinking, oh, I'm out for the year. These guys are like,
I wonder.
You're young.
I wonder how much, man, a guy like him, I mean, he's playing Josh Allen and the Bills this week. Primetime, you know, the biggest show in town in football is Sunday Night Football. And I wonder in, you know, quiet moments, you know, head hitting the pillow. You think if you think at all, like, man, I'm 23. Josh Allen was 3 years in, and he got like the first big contract, and now he's like, it must be hard to not get lost in that. You know, like he's already, you know, richer than, you know, 90% of the population or more. Getting to the NFL and getting the first contract, right? But the second contract is like generational family wealth beyond like what I'd say your wildest dreams, but that's the dream. If you're that guy, you're an NFL quarterback that gets drafted in the first round and it goes pretty well. Year one, year two is off to a pretty good start. You're on track for a quarter of $1 billion or more. It's like, how do you sleep? How do you rest? It's got to be so hard to stay focused, I think. I wonder how many guys that sort of thought process creeps in and derail, because it would ruin me. I mean, I just don't know how I would ever function. Be like, don't step wrong. Don't hurt yourself. Don't step on a nail. Don't trip on a Lego, whatever. Like, just get me to that second contract. God, please just get me to that second contract.
No Legos allowed in your house.
Right.
I stepped on my dog's little chew toy twice last night. I did it once walking away from the couch and then again walking back to the couch. I was like, Mike, you knew Blue Chew was there. Killed. Allen, whatever it is he's actually earning this year, I mean, they've messed around with his contract and their signing bonuses and guaranteed. The cap number is $36 million. You know, he's probably north of that, but I don't know what the cash number is.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he maybe at a point where he's making more off the field now? Like, he is in everything.
Yeah, he might be. I don't know how that kind of stuff used to get reported occasionally. It was, I think, agencies, like agents and maybe the athletes themselves wanted it known. Like, you know, this guy, like Tiger Woods, is making $100 million a year in endorsement money. I don't feel like I see those lists anymore or hear about them. So I don't know. Maybe it's because so many people are got their fingers in it now that it's not even worth keeping track. But he might be.
He's just in every ad now.
Yeah, national stuff, local stuff. I mean, he is. Yeah, you watch a sporting event, you're seeing a couple, if not more than that, different Josh Allen ads.
Is he even in the candy bar one where the guy is talking to his kid and he's a Bills fan and he's distracted? He calls him Josh.
Yes.
Like he's in that.
I think he's in that. He's yeah.
It does seem just always that he pops up in a commercial.
Yeah.
And more often.
Yes.
So I don't know what that number is, but he might be making more away. Plus, he's, you know, invested and the new era thing.
Yeah.
You know, just, man, it's probably pretty good.
Yeah, it's going well, I think. Yeah.
Here's Benjamin next. Hello.
Hey, show, Bulldog. Big fan of you guys. How are you guys today?
Great. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Calling in from Orlando, but, of course, a Buffalonian through and through. Just wanted to revisit some calls from about 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago about the defense. Look, and I'll be the first to tell you, we are all lucky on this journey that we are on right now, right? What is our biggest fear, though, in the next 5 or 10 years?
That they don't get it done.
Getting over the hump.
Right, of course, sure.
Not getting over the hump. And, of course, it's been the defense. So I think revisiting the caller from earlier, defense is a concern right now. How many more times, and we're not going to solve this here, and I'm not asking for coaching changes midseason, anything like that. I didn't hear the caller ask for that earlier. But I'm curious to know, how many more Kansas City defeats or another team when we don't show up defensively in the playoffs are we going to be comfortable with before we take a real hard look in the mirror on this topic?
I want to give you an answer, but I want to ask you a question before I give you an answer. What is an acceptable answer to this question in your mind? One, two,
zero,
three. Like I don't know how to answer. It's the same question that came up earlier. Like I don't know what to tell you.
I would say, I mean, we obviously have a lot of younger players we drafted on defense. We want to give those guys time. I don't know. For me, maybe it's one. I really don't know. It's that's why I wanted to ask the question. But I think with the shape the defense has been in, and again, I know we got Ed. I know we got Matt coming back hopefully this weekend. Max has been out. All players that we expect solid contributions from on each layer or level of the defense.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just concerned. And from a 5 or 10 year perspective, going back to the caller's comment, Allen is such an incredible athlete. I fear is sometimes as a fan base, we are just thrilled to be where we are. And I just don't want to continue to have that second place level of thinking in the coming years if this continues for another year or two. So.
Okay. I mean, the language, just like with the earlier caller, the language is always so careful. Is this caller talking about, as he said, looking in the mirror or firing Sean McDermott? You really are talking about a coaching change, not just thinking about it. Or as the earlier caller was talking about, you know, do they want to win? Of course they want to win. Like that's, say it, right? Like say it. I've said, for me, the answer is zero. I don't want to see another one. I would be at that point myself if the same thing happens again, because it's just really been the same result. And I think it's fair to put that on the defense. Yes, there have been injuries, but last year was really rough for my eyes. You know, like how it ended with as lousy as Kansas City was on offense pretty much all year. And they get to that game and they rough the Bills up with Juju Smith-Schuster and Kareem Hunt and I guess Worthy. But just like, yeah, I want to have seen that for the last time. Like that is the point of McDermott. He's built a tremendous operation. He's completely turned the Bills around. But to me, if the question isn't looking in the mirror, it's actually like, when are you making a change? I'd want to do it if it happens again. And I recognize how momentous that would be because of all the success he's had and they've had with him.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
Yeah. And is this where I give the speech again about having the ball at the Kansas City 30 2 years ago and at midfield last year? The defense did get them the ball back with a chance to win the game. I know what it looked like. I know the yards per play, and I know all of it. I mean, I've seen it. I've heard it from you. I've heard it from callers. I've seen it from Warren Sharp. I mean, I know the data. It's not complimentary. But in the NFL, like, how easily do you want them to beat the Chiefs? Do you want them to hold the Chiefs to 20 points, 15, 24? I mean, I don't know. All I know is I've got the ball with a RoboCop of a quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We're back. Around the two-minute warning, and a touchdown sends me to the Super Bowl or to the championship game 2 years ago. But same scenario, and it hasn't come through. And I don't know. I expect to win the game in that scenario. I don't know what the win probability is in either case. I don't remember it. I'm sure we could find it if we wanted, or if I wanted to look it up. But that's with the flaws and all, you've got the ball and your offense on the field. So get me another receiver. Get me a way to make that happen where I can score at the end and beat the Chiefs. I mean, however bad their year was, it's still Reed and Mahomes. They're going to have a good plan. And yes, I'd like to be better on defense, but I'm telling you, and I might be doing it wrong, but every single time I get on the field with them, if I've got the ball with a chance to beat them at the end, I'm signing for that, and it hasn't happened. So I don't know if it happens again, and I'm the one in here going, well, the offense had the ball with a minute and 10 to go at the 30-yard line, and they didn't get it done. I'm going to then listen to people complain about Sean McDermott's defense again. Okay, I mean, that's fine. You're not wrong to complain about it. It hasn't been good. But, man, when I've got a chance to win the game and the ball in that dude's hand, I think I should be able to do that. I should love my chances. And 2 years in a row, it has not happened.
This is when I also want to – this is like playing the hits, right? But I also want to say we really don't need to be having this conversation right now. This is when you point out we're not going to make it to January.
Right.
Like, because you've turned this show on 2 days in a row at this time and heard us – are, you know, discussing with callers whether they'll make a coaching change. I mean, it just seems mad, right? Like,
yes.
If we're talking about that here, who isn't? I know how it goes in sports. Like, that's kind of always almost within reach, no matter how good you think you have it. But really, hey, the first guy was like, I hate to bring it up. You called to bring it up. Like, you don't hate it that much. You wanted to have a conversation about McDermott. So you don't really seem to hate it because we didn't bring it up. And now we just sort of engage with it. This guy's referring to the earlier guy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's sort of like a thing. That's how it goes.
It feeds itself.
That's how it goes, yeah. Because I don't think in a sane world that's really like what – and this guy was careful to say, I'm not saying they should do it now. Well, that's good because that's not happening and that's not even remotely in the realm of possibility. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after this timeout here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.